Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And if you go to danshealthtalks.com, there will be a site that will pop up. You click on it, and it'll take you, I guess this will be about the 120th show that's up on that. You'll go to Podbean, or if you go over to the events area, you can click on iHeart or Pandora. We're on a lot of different sites, Amazon and stuff. But the easiest way to get the show that we're doing right now within a few hours of us doing it, just go to my website, Dan's Health Talks, and go to Podbean, because we put it up there first, or maybe a week or so before the other sites get it. So I want to give you that tip, and I want you to spread that around so people can take advantage of that. And if they go down those sites, go down the shows, they'll see topics like maybe Kaz Ingram talking about coronavirus, or Robert Smith talking about how to get stress and fear out of your life and be able to achieve what you want. You know, different people that I have there that I may not have talked to in a year, but they still are really good shows. And so you can go through that and let all that information just saturate you while you're working on your computer or going about your business. Let it play. You'll pick up things you may not even realize you picked up, but you'll become very knowledgeable in the alternative health field. And today, I have a number of different subjects I'm going to talk about. I'm going to get into cancer. I just came across Johns Hopkins update, and it's a good article. It's basically saying the same things that I've been saying, I don't know how many years, actually when I first started radio, some of the things, because I was, before I started radio, back in March of 97, I was a spokesman for some network marketing companies, and one of them was selling a product that increased cellular oxygen. It's not the same thing as just increasing oxygen. Cellular oxygen is the key, and cancer grows in a low oxygen environment. And when it's a low oxygen environment, the cells become acidic. The normal cell pH is 7.34 to 7.4, and that's a little bit on the alkaline side. 7 is neither acid or alkaline. That's neutral. And then when it goes below 7, it starts moving towards the acidic level. Your stomach acid is like 1.5, extraordinarily acidic. It's your mucus that protects your stomach from being burned up by the stomach acid. And so, anyway, we know that sugar makes the cells more acidic, and it also feeds cancer. The tumors put out little tentacles, which are capillaries, and they can tell that it's a tumor versus a cyst, because when it's a tumor, and it will tie itself down tight. And so when you try to move it, it doesn't want to move. That's not always true, but it's a pretty good general rule. And it's sucking up sugar as fast as it can. That sugar is its key. Now, it's not just taking on white sugar or corn syrup. When you eat a mashed potato, that will raise your blood sugar faster than cane sugar will, quite a bit faster. And in 20 minutes, that'll be sugar in your body. So will a piece of bread. So will a lot of things that you think are healthy for you. Or if you drink orange juice, boy, that's orange juice or grape juice, you can spike your sugar really quick. All that feeds cancer and makes the cells more acidic. I mean, it's sad that something that tastes so sweet would be so dangerous. Now, one of the things that happens to create cancer that Johns Hopkins doesn't talk about is the mitochondria, where the energy is produced in the cell. As we age, or stress, or even toxins or heavy metals, different things, you can get in there and start shutting down the mitochondria. That's what corn syrup does. It's not as high on the glycemic index, but it triggers an enzyme that shuts down the mitochondria action, the energy. Well, when that gets shut down, it triggers a pathway in the body called mTOR, T-O-R, pathway. And that creates inflammation, can stimulate cancer, and is very dangerous to the body. But when you make the mitochondria healthy, then the cell starts regulating itself again and communicating with the nucleus of the cell and becomes healthy again. That's why I do so many shows that deal with mitochondria and how to make mitochondria healthier. Now, there's a lot of different ways of doing it. Probably the most powerful product I've ever seen is the, well, it is the most powerful product in this category. It's in a category of its own. But it's not the only thing that will work in that regard. A lot of things work. Exercise, good sleep, all these different things contribute. Your diet and other nutrients you can buy off the shelf. But the one that's put all those different nutrients like, oh, CoQ10, there's one within black seed that increases energy that's similar to CoQ10. Sometimes people use PPQ, which is a sort of a cousin of CoQ10, which actually makes more mitochondria. And then they'll use antioxidants to feed it and protect it and all this stuff. Well, the one to put it all together is More Mito, the Ultra Mito Restore. And so I have a commercial on that. But there's other things, too, I always recommend when I'm helping people in that regard. But let's go over some of the things that John Hopkins said on cancer. I'm looking over at the deal, so sounds a little strange right here, but anyway, it feeds in a sugary environment. It feeds in an acidic environment. Things that contribute to that are nutritional deficiencies, so the cells can't defend themselves, and that's really true in our society today. We have a real issue with that, and they knew it back in, I think, 1928. They looked at cauliflower and, I think, broccoli. And they measure the minerals and stuff within the and maybe the final nutrients within the broccoli. And they said, we got a crisis going on. Our soil no longer supports this. It's about one third the potency of what it was 20 years ago or 30, 50 years ago. Well, now you have to eat a bushel full to get what your great grandparents used to get. And so it's a real problem. That's why supplements are so important. Now, you get cancer many times. John Hopkins says six to ten times in a person's life. I don't know how they really know that, but what they do know is when they do autopsies on people, they'll find where cancer had been and then the immune system killed it, went after it. And if you have a healthy immune system, it takes care of cancer. But cancer is very smart. It's like Doug Kaufman will tell you, tumors are actually a fungal ball. You said you can't distinguish the difference between the two, but it's very smart in its ability to hide from the immune system. It puts a coating around itself that the immune system can't recognize, and by doing that, then it can grow. Now, the cool thing is that only the last two or three cell levels of a tumor, it may have many cells in there, but the inside is dead. It's only the outer sides. But that coating, that stealth coating, allows it to keep growing, and it puts out an enzyme to destroy the cells around it so it has room to grow. Well, Matthias Rath and his group did research, and they found out if you use high levels of vitamin C with bioflavonoids along with amino acids proline and lysine, it caused the tissue, and this is great for the rest of your body if you want to have young skin and stuff, but it made the tissue so strong that it suffocated the tumors. And that's an important insight. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, folks, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about cancer. We'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, this is Robert Gene. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you,
If you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products, and he has one for the prostate. And I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much. And didn't really show that high of PSA, but nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening, and boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. Welcome back, folks. Now, we just started talking about cancer and some of the different things that John Hopkins are laying out here. And these are not new to people that are on alternative health. I just really like it when a highly respectable medical center starts understanding the same things we've been saying. And they get into the fact that chemotherapy, extremely hard on the body, can destroy the immune system. And then the slightest thing, right now, everyone's worried about coronavirus. Well, people that have gone through chemo are more likely to succumb to it because they don't have the immune system to fight it. And then same thing with and people that gone for through organ transplant that are on immune repressors. I have a relative of mine that had a kidney transplant, and which is great. I mean, it just changed her life. But when she got the vaccine, it didn't do a thing for her. It didn't create any antibodies. And though she was no longer on the immune suppressor, it still didn't do anything for her. Now, the other thing is radiation. Radiation used to be just horrible. I mean, I rehabbed a man 30 years ago, and it's just a big burnt spot right down his sternum. I mean, and the poor guy knew he was going to die. It didn't do anything for him, but they sent him to be rehabbed to me by me. And it was just like someone took a blowtorch and went down his chest. Well, now they cross the beams. And so it's much more focused, which is great. That it causes some damage, but much more locally. And so, I'm not your doctor, and I'm not trying to replace your doctor. But personally, I would never do chemo, but I might do a focused radiation. I would definitely look at surgery of having the fungal ball cut out. But you do not want to. And they say this on the John Hopkins, you really don't want them to biopsy it. You don't want them to stick a big needle into the tumor because when they pull that out, they also spread the cancer cells. Cancer goes through different stages. And there's one stage called situ, S-I-T-U. And it develops, and it's still pretty small, but it just sits there. It doesn't do anything. The immune system may find it and get rid of it. But it just sits there, and then something triggers. It can be depression, accident, you had an operation, you got sick, and your immune system has worked overtime, now it's repressed, you took too many antibiotics, whatever. You started eating a lot of sugar, you're not getting enough sleep. All these things attribute to cancer, by the way. Well, then that little situ starts building and taking off, and if the immune system doesn't catch it, then it can become malignant. It can really spread throughout the body. So that's why it's so important to stay healthy. Now, getting back to what I said before, oxygen environment is so important because cancer, as Doug Kaufman would say, is a fungal ball. Well, plants don't like oxygen. Oxygen is poisonous to plants. It's not to the human cell because of the mitochondria. It's mitochondria that allow the human cell or the mammal cell to be able to utilize oxygen. Up until that evolved, oxygen was poisonous to makes up our body, the human cell. But there's a waltz, a dance, where the mitochondria uses oxygen, makes energy that feeds the rest of the cell and all this stuff through the ATP molecule. Well, when you don't have enough oxygen, when you don't exercise, when you sit on your butt all day long, and I have to be careful with that. I had to get my exercise in this morning because I didn't have time to get to the gym to make sure I did it because I wanted to be able to do the show well, because without exercise, my brain is not that alert. But with it, everything runs smoothly. But I also, if you don't exercise, then you're creating an environment, a low oxygen environment, and a toxic environment, because exercise also cleans the lymph system. When your rib cage expands when you breathe, that's what you're trying to get. One of the things you're trying to get to in exercise where you're breathing heavy, when it expands when you breathe, or doing breathing exercise like in yoga would help, that pumps the lymph system. That's your detoxification system. That's so important, that along with the liver. Now, there's a lot of different therapies out there. There's hyperbaric chambers that you do quite a few of those, though, 20, 25. But that drives oxygen. They use it a lot to speed up healing, where people have an open wound that just won't heal. Well, hyperbaric chambers work great. Or to rebuild the brain after it's been injured, like in a concussion or, you know, a car accident or something. And at so many treatments, it really starts showing some great effects. But it takes a number of them. There's a product I use for oxygen and have used off and on for years, a little product called Cell Food. It breaks the water apart and generates oxygen inside the cell. So it's a great thing to combine. Juice of oregano, great way to get oxygen into the cells. And oregano oil itself, but I think juice of oregano for cellular oxygen is probably better. I could be wrong. It may be that the oregano oil is good too. But going back to that Altamira Restore, so effective in that. Now, nutritional deficiencies. You don't realize a lot of times that just a few minerals. I had a very good friend of mine call me last night, and he was picking my brain on his diet and everything, because he had worked out in the sun, and he normally has done that a lot of it in his life, or bicycle and stuff and stuff. But he said, boy, I couldn't get out of bed for almost 2 days. Could not even get his foot out of bed. And I think he thought he was going to die. And he said, I think I must have had coronavirus. He may not have had coronavirus. He may have just drained himself of potassium and magnesium and the electrolytes and everything. He said once he took electrolytes, he felt better. He said, but I've done this all my life. I don't understand that. I said, you're 74 years old now. What you did when you're 50 is not necessarily what you can do when you're 74. But I told him that's very important to get his minerals, to take his potassium, magnesium, and all that, but also the trace minerals. All very important. You lack a little one, and you keep doing that and doing that, it'll start causing problems. Now, sleep is a big factor, and we're going to talk more about sleep in just a few minutes. But other things like, too much stimulants, like 5-hour energy and Red Bull and all these things, you're draining your adrenaline gland and you're causing your immune system to work overtime, and you'll pay a price for it. So I'm not big on that. And a little coffee, a little green tea, very helpful, even a little chocolate, but too much can really be detrimental to you. Now, they usually tell people to eat a lot more vegetables, and that can be good. There's certain vegetables, like if you listen to Dr. Gundy, that can cause you problems and create inflammation in the gut, because probiotics also is so important. The balance of good and bad bacteria and the fungus is kept down by the probiotics as well. So it's very, very important. But if you eat too much meat, it can drain your enzymes or protease. Protease breaks that coating down around the tumor. And so you really want to take enzymes with your food and take protease and take hydrochloric acid. A lot of you have low levels of hydrochloric acid. It happens as we age, and you think you have too much, but it's because the alkaline state in the stomach can also burn the lining of the stomach. So you take protease and pancreatic enzymes, and you can take lipase and milk enzymes. I take my enzymes, but I also take hydrochloric acid, especially with the food. So I'm not so worried about eating meat as long as I do that. But if I don't do that, it can be a real problem. Now, I laid a lot of stuff out here, folks, but remember, and we'll talk about sleep in a minute, but I laid a lot of things out here, and you'll have to listen to this probably more than once to get all that I'm talking about here. But get some exercise. Get a good night's sleep. And take things like Invigorous that I'm going to talk about in just a moment. Get some recreation. Have some fun. Get out and get some sun. And vitamin D3 is so important in this. And take that Ultra Mita Restore and some of the other things I like talking about that are really good for you that I take and I want to share with you. We're going to be back in just a few moments, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This Robert Jean, I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
DansHealthTalks.com. No apostrophe up there. You put an address bar. Takes you to the website. It does a lot for you. If you go to events, it'll take you to over 100 shows. I would just click on iHeartRadio and go right over there, and you keep clicking on, and you'll find more and more shows. But it also has my phone number and has my email address. So if you want to do nutritional counseling with me, that's how you find me. DansHealthTalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. And again, if you're just tuning in right now and you want to hear what I just did on cancer or some of the other things or shows that we did last week or 6 months ago, just go to DansHealthTalks.com. DansHealthTalks.com. And I'm going to talk about a product right now. And if you go over to sponsors and products, you'll be able to link over to restandrepair.com. And always tell them you found it on my show. It helps me out. I appreciate it. Now, one of the most important things you can do for yourself, and it's harder to get when you get older. When you're a kid, you could fall asleep in a minute, and people would have trouble waking you up. But when you get up and, you know, 60 years old, 70, that melatonin just doesn't want to release. And part of it is what we do to ourselves. We're in front of the computer, that blue light that doesn't register right on the retina. It's a little bit in front. Or looking at our cell phone, same thing. Now, they're doing things to change that. Or just keeping the lights on. Well, normally our genetics says that as the sun goes down, it triggers the pineal gland to release melatonin to put us to sleep. Well, we created our own artificial light. We're no longer ruled by that. And so we don't sleep like our ancestors. They probably easily slept 10 hours a night and really recovered well. When you regenerate from injury, disease, stress, things that you've been studying and you want to retain, you have to get a good night's sleep. Here's how it works. Sleep is in 90-minute cycles. When you're awake most of the day, most of the time you're in beta. Beta is not really a brain wave. Now, you're making the other waves, too. Alpha's there, theta, delta. They're there, but they're more subdued. Beta is individual cells just firing. But you want the wave. That ties the brain together. The strongest is the alpha wave. That has the most energy. That's between 7 and 14 cycles per second. Then comes the theta wave, and that's between 4 and 7 seconds, or 7 cycles per second. And then below that is the delta wave. They've only measured, or back when I used to teach this, they had only measured one person that was conscious and producing delta waves. And he was snoring. But when they woke this guru up, he could describe everything that went on in the room, the train that went by, all these different things, he was totally aware of. They didn't think that was possible. But for the rest of us mortals, that you're in deep, deep sleep. You don't respond during that. Now, alpha has a cycle within it that is where you dream, the REM cycle. When you first fall asleep, you spend a few minutes in alpha, then down to theta, then a lot more in delta. But as you progress and go through these 90-minute cycles, towards the morning, you spend more time in alpha and less in delta and theta. So the brain has detoxified itself. They think dreams have a lot to do with retaining information. But I have a friend of mine that's a tremendous dream analyst. I mean, he's done things over the years. I went, wow. And he knows people better than they do just by them telling them the dreams. He tells them things about their life that they had to look up and go, God, you were right. And I went, I just been blown away by it. Well, dreams are so important. It's our unconscious mind is what a lot of people are communicating to us in symbolic language. Why symbolic? Some say it's the tie of the unconscious to the conscious. That in the Bible it said that Moses was different than everyone else. He could hear God directly. Everyone else had to use their dreams to listen to God. And that was a morning routine for the Hebrews and maybe for a lot of other societies to discuss their dreams in the morning and try to figure out what the messages were. Now, when you sleep, you lower your stress level, your blood sugar works, and when you hit that alpha level, and that's that pulse level, you release human growth hormone. And it only stays out in the blood for about 6 minutes. Then it causes the release of IGF-1 and IGF-2 and all these other growth factors. The IGF-1 and IGF-2 can stay around for 6 hours. That's what regenerates you. When you're a teenager, you'll get a pulse of that right when you fall asleep, and you'll get a pulse of that right when you wake up, right deep in the morning. And you'll get these really deep sleep that you used to get when you're a teenager. And the body, it makes it so easy for the body to put on muscle, lose fat, regenerate, grow, do all the things that HGH does, trim the fat. And when you're a kid, you could eat almost anything and still look trim. And then you start getting about 30 and that HGH slows down, 40, and then it really starts slowing down unless you take things that help support that. I take colostrum 6 to get some IGF-1, but I also take that Ultimata Restore that I think helps greatly in that. And stem cells are involved in all this stuff. Well, people that don't sleep well are more likely to have cancer, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, inflammation throughout the body, inflammation in the brain, which can bring on Alzheimer's and dementia. Brain fog, obviously. Anyone that's tried to do things with only a few hours sleep know what that's like. And so sleep is so important. Your immune system is repressed if you don't sleep well, just lacking just a few hours. Your reflexes are repressed, so you're likely to get sick or be in a car accident. All this is important. Well, one product that I've depended on for a number of years that I was without for a little while, because we've had a lot of trouble with supply chain, I finally got from Rest and Repair. And that's a product called InvigorEst. It's a fabulous product. It has all the amino acids and other things that are like ashwagandha to lower stress, all these different things. You can actually take a little bit throughout the day to keep your stress levels down, which is very important. But I take a good heaping teaspoon of it at night before I go to bed. I recommend it highly. And so if you go to Rest, and then and is spelled out, restandrepair.com, you can purchase that product, and I highly advise it. You may need 2 teaspoons in the beginning, or you may only need a half a teaspoon. Some people get great effect with a quarter. You'll find your own level. For me, it's a nice heaping teaspoon, and I love this product. And it's going to help you. There's other things, depending how old you are. Like, I didn't like melatonin when I was in my late 50s or even early 60s. It made me too groggy. But I do melatonin on top of InvigorEst now, but I'm 72, and it really helps. But, God, I just got this again a few days ago or a week ago, and my quality of my sleep has improved so much. and I think better, I feel better, a little happier, all these things. So go to restandrepair.com and tell them, they'll ask you where you found it. Tell them Dan Soloway, or you found it, or you may have to type that in where you found it. But please take the product, folks. I want you to stay healthy, and you have to get quality sleep to stay healthy. There's no two things about it. It's trying to stay up late, doing things, it just makes your life worse. So take advantage of that, get the quality sleep, and enjoy life and feel better and less inflammation, thinking better, everything's better. We'll be right back, folks.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always works. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
To really live long and to feel good, you got to have oxygen, and you got to have the electrolytes working. You got to have all the minerals the body needs, or everything breaks down. There's a tremendous product called Black Oxygen. If you go to shopblackoxygen.com/products/oblackwater, old black water, just like the song. I'll say that once more. Go to shop. S-H-O-P, blackoxygen.com/products/oblackwater. That's where you can get this fantastic black oxygen product, and you'll love it. It's just a little half teaspoon, and you'll feel it, folks. Really feel it. My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products, and he has one for the prostate, and I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much. And didn't really show that high of PSA, but nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening. And boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talk. And I have John Alschuler with me from Colorado. Where are you at in Colorado there, John?
Well, I'm a little bit south of Denver, just on the outskirts of Castle Rock, kind of up in the foothills. I get to be at about 6,500 elevation, 6,500 feet, and have some wonderful wildlife around me. So I'm enjoying it up here in the hills.
I bet so. Yeah, my cousins, they were for a little while, they were living over in Breckenridge in Aspen, and I would go out and visit them out there. And it's a nice place to be, a great place to be. Outside of the potential for fires, it's, I guess, one of the best places in the world to be. Now, one of the things, John and I have been talking about a new version, as far as new to me, Black Oxygen. Black oxygen is created by this special form of fulvic minerals that come from a peat moss type of development that's 60,000 years old, but it's highly organic, highly absorbable. A lot of what you get out there in the public, I tried fulvic minerals before and said, okay, I guess that's good, but I didn't notice much from it. And then you try something like this and you go, wow. Someone just turned the dimmer lights back on. Your brain wakes up. Your heart is stronger because it's getting oxygen. Your cells are able to detoxify. Because, by the way, folks, that's one of the things oxygen does. It cleans up the trash, just like it does when you burn a campfire. You have to have some oxygen to get rid of the trash, as well as to create energy. And so as you age, that goes down. You can't. You don't recover from exercise like you did. You don't think as quick. Nothing works like it once did if you don't have enough oxygen. And so this form, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm new to this, this form of fulvic minerals, this black oxygen is what the company calls it. And it's the only one that the Canadian government, their version of the FDA, has given approval to, because it doesn't have the toxic qualities you find in some other companies, the way they process theirs. And it's many times more powerful than the ones out there. It's about four, doesn't have four times more fulvic minerals than most of the ones on the market?
Well, I think there's a couple of different ways to look at it. The first one, Dr. Dan, is that, yes, the product has been submitted to the Health Directorate in Canada. They've been granted an NPN number, which is called a natural product number, which means there's been some oversight, you know, that the product's been looked at, it's been rigorously tested, and it's been validated. And so I think that really is, that's a significant number one. Number two, you know, I think that the comparative, you know, we like to compare, right? We like to know, well, does this have more than this other product has here? And, you know, what are the differences? And there's a differences actually in a couple of different areas. You know, our CEO and our formulator, you know, this is his life's work right here. You know, he's been involved in actually mud, quite honestly, because this is the source of this is from, you know, deep earth. And we go down into the earth about, you know, 40 to 60 feet. We're cultivating this mud that is where there's about 1,500 species of plants that have been decomposing, you know, for tens of thousands of years into a liquid-based soup. And so what's the differentiator? It's concentration, quite honestly. It's purity and concentration. When our formulator, Mark, was over in Europe, you know, many years ago, working with Dr. Stover and some different people over there, what he learned and what really tripped his trigger, quite honestly, was that he was over in these mud houses, and this is something that's, you know, it's been around for a while. I mean, over in the Pacific Rim, I mean, they've been dipping down in the mud for years. Well, what's in this mud? These very powerful, the bounty of Mother Earth, as I like to call it, but these nutrients, this fulvic acid and humic acid. And when he's over there, he saw people literally kind of rolling in wheelchairs and hobbling in crutches. And 2 weeks later, they're rolling out on their own power. They're not in their chair. They're walking out. They're feeling better than they have in years. And the question that came up for Mark is, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And it was learning about the fulvic humic and how the body could recognize and utilize these very valuable elements to bring the body, not just nutrients, but to bring the body back into a homeostasis and allowing the body to do some self-repair. And so the concentration there, now this is the fascinating part, because you used the term four times, so let's get specific about it. Over there, the concentration of fulvic humic that he was exposed to was about 6 to 11%. It kind of varied depending on the area. And he was so excited about the benefits that came from that, he literally was flying mud, literally tons of mud, from Europe to Canada. And using that in his clinic with his patients. And after a while, he thought, you know what? This can't be the only place on planet Earth that has great mud. So after checking about 63 different locational sites in Canada, he found a source that was not 6 to 11%, but 36% humic fulvic out of the ground.
Wow.
And so it was that concentration, and here is the most wild part. It was almost back door to where he grew up in Canada, so up in the northeast Ottawa Valley. And so it's really quite fascinating, the whole story. But the concentration, when you say, you know, three, four, five times, you're right spot on. And then the funny part was he started shipping mud from Canada to Europe because the concentration was so much better. So it really is the concentration, the preparation, and we see people, we know it's different because people are responding differently.
You know, folks, one way to think about it, it's almost like pre-digested 1,500 different plants that nature is digesting this organic soup, because your body has to break things down. We think of, we eat an apple, we eat some lettuce or whatever, or we eat a steak. Still, that has to be broken down and into the smallest particles so the body can absorb it and utilize it. Well, this is nature's done most of the work here, and then or done probably all the work, and now it just needs to be brought into the body so it can be utilized. And you can get these in tablets, you can get them in powder. Some people take the actual powder, also make a mask for the, you know, they add some baking soda and water, and they'll put it on their joints or they'll put it on their face. And they can do it that way as well to make everything more youthful. As what he's saying, that it's been used in spas to regenerate people, to make them feel really good. So it goes through the skin, and this, and I hate to use the word, but I'm going to use it anyway, the anti-inflammatory quality when the body has the minerals it needs. Now, one thing I want to say that we didn't say the last time, this also is the best source of electrolytes you're going to get. And your nervous system runs on electrolytes. When I was in my 20s in my hometown, they had a nice spa. I would swim a mile. I'd get in the spa, hang out in the spa, do a little exercise, hang out in the spa. And I'd come home and I was just so weak. I couldn't understand why I was so weak. And then I took some potassium or ate a banana, and all of a sudden I went, oh, I'd sweated out too many minerals. Well, this one expert on minerals says that that professional athletes generally do not live as long, or a collegiate athlete, as the average person, average couch potato, because they've sweated out minerals so much and not replaced them, they've created a lot of cellular damage. And I always remember this picture I saw. Beautiful woman, could have been a professional model, running a marathon in New York City. And she's crossing the finish line with a big smile on her face. It looks like she's already run about a city block or something. She looked fresh, looked pretty. She was dead 10 minutes later. That she'd lost so much minerals in the running and not getting them replaced that her heart stopped. The girl probably was 23 years old, I would guess, right around that age. It happens a lot. Athletes get out there, if they're not replacing the minerals, they know it now. I mean, that was why Gatorade was produced, which is a very poor quality way of replacing your minerals, by the way. But it's so important. But then it goes to another level. Minerals run your nervous system, run your brain. Without the right balance of minerals, your heart can't pump. You can't breathe. You can't do anything. And so, in fact, it was Dr. Haglund, our mutual friend that John and I used, that when he was alive, he was the one that said, you know, really, Dan, minerals are more important than vitamins. We talk about all the phytonutrients and vitamins and all the different things, but they're cofactors working with the minerals. And so this is a fabulous mineral product that you're going to feel, and that's what's most important, wouldn't you say, John?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you brought up a couple of great points. I mean, the electrolyte is actually one of the indications that Health Canada provided, you know, to basically say on our label is what it does. And this is very, very important to the body's ability to communicate and to remineralize, because we know the brain function, the heart function, all these things are dependent. But here's an interesting, a fun fact. I don't know how fun it is, but it is a fact.
A friend might always say, he always opens with that. Hey, here's another fun fact.
Congress. Sorry.
A guy I used to interview always used to open with it. And here's another fun fact. And I'm going, well, it's a fact. I don't know if it's fun, but it's a fact. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I shouldn't interrupt you.
Yeah. No. I'm going to say this. In 1936, the 74th Congress stated that 99% of the American people are deficient in minerals, and that a marked deficiency in any one of those minerals could result in the onset of disease. That's a pretty powerful statement way back, you know, 80 plus years ago. So I don't think that the things have really gotten a lot better, you know, in terms of what's coming out of our food supply. So mineral deficiency and our ability to, you know, continue to restore the electrolytes, especially when you have a high level of expenditure, becomes very significant. And I'll finish with this statement that, you know, the testament to that, we have a gentleman who is quite the advocate for our product line, and he's a high level athlete. He's a two-time welterweight champion in the UFC, and he says that this product is the legal unfair advantage because of how it gives him the energy, the electrolyte replacements, the minerals to actually sustain a higher level of activity for longer, putting him in a very advantageous position athletically. So I think you're spot on, Dr. Dan.
Well, it's so important, and I just turned 72 just a week or two ago, and I've been an athlete all my life, and I still work out, but I want to feel like I did when I was 40 or 50 years old, and I want, because I can work out hard, but then I spend most of the rest of the day sitting on my butt in front of the computer. Going, okay, and rationalize, that's okay, you worked out, you don't need to worry about it. But when you're young, you're ready to go out and play a game, touch football with your friends, go dancing, doing all this stuff. Get older, that slows down. A lot of that has to do, folks, with oxygen and the way that oxygen affects your metabolism and affects everything in your body. Again, they say that this could give you up to 45% more oxygen. That is amazing, folks. The body's ability to repair itself when it has the minerals it needs, because the minerals also run your DNA within your cells and help with the Krebs cycle within the mitochondria, creating your energy, just everything you can imagine. They say magnesium alone, just magnesium alone, has over 300 different functions in the body. And 80% of us out there, if they don't take unless they know this and deliberately take magnesium, are deficient in magnesium. And I've had people's blood pressure lower just by giving them a real absorbable form of magnesium, because the blood vessels tighten up when you're deficient in magnesium. So does your muscles. Same thing with potassium. You can be deficient in one thing and cause yourself tremendous damage. And sometimes it's one of the micro minerals that you're not getting. That can cause trouble with the DNA strand, things not working right, what they call epigenetic effect on the DNA, the way it expresses itself. All that is important. You want an environment where you richly bathe the cell, the internal and external, in that. And then when you take other products, like that Restore product I talk about, you're going to get even more dramatic effect. I think we're really on to something. This is one of the linchpins or key factors on anti-aging, and that's why I'm bringing this on. I don't want I used to talk about 100 different things on the radio, and when I do the podcast, not literally 100, but a lot of different things, and people say, you take all that. I said, yeah, I do. Well, now I'm getting where I found a few really powerful things that doesn't require it. A friend of mine I was having lunch with yesterday, I was introducing him to this product, and he said, you know, he realized he had two shelves filled with, supplements, a lot of them that he hadn't taken in a long time, things out in his garage. And I said, the same thing with me. If I was married right now, I would be getting hell. I don't even use the top of my stove because it's covered with supplements in the sink and then up in a plastic tub and all that. Well, I'm now simplifying my life because I'm going, okay, I need fish oil. I need omega-3 oil. I need this product, and I need the Restore product. I need the Black Oxygen, and I've covered a lot of my bases, folks. I feel like I can change your life by turning you on to just a few things that that will make a tremendous difference that you will be able to feel. So if you want to find out more or just try it yourself, go to Shop Black Oxygen, shopblackoxygen.com/products/ Old Black Water. Old Black Water is after products. Now, I'm going to have that, my webmaster put that up on my website, so you'll be able to link over there as well. And so if you go to Dan's Health Talks, where you can find all these shows, and we're talking about right now it'll be about 113, 114 shows up there that you'll be able to find when you first click on there. But you also, if you go over to sponsors, you'll find a link to this. I really want you to try this, folks. I want you to live long and healthy. I want you to feel like you did 30 years ago. John, I really appreciate you being with us, and we'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it, Dr. Dan. Thank you so much for having me, and cheers to everyone's best years ahead. Thank you.
You're right about that. To really live long and to feel good, you got to have oxygen. And you got to have the electrolytes working. You got to have all the minerals the body needs or everything breaks down. There's a tremendous product called Black Oxygen. If you go to shopblackoxygen.com/products/oldblackwater, old black water, just like the song. I'll say that once more. Go to shop, S-H-O-P, blackoxygen.com/products/oldblackwater. That's where you can get this fantastic black oxygen product, and you'll love it. It's just a little half teaspoon, and you'll feel it, folks. Really feel it.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks. Welcome back, folks. I want to sum up what we've talked about today. Primarily what we're talking about was cancer and John Hopkins' report that sounds a lot like what my colleagues and I have been talking about for years. One thing I didn't mention that's very important, people that hold a lot of resentment and anger or a lot of hurt are far more likely to end up with cancer. The relationship between the mind-body, the psychosomatic relationship, is extraordinary. And the person that's really blown my socks off about that is Robert Jean. Getting rid of those fears and those angers and all that allows the immune system to start functioning in full function. But if you don't let go of that, it really represses and creates havoc and releases cortisol, stress hormones that bring on things like cancer and heart disease and stroke. So go to outsmartstress.com, outsmartstress.com. I think if you go to robertjean.com, you can find him on YouTube. You can find him all over. But follow that through. Learn how to tap and get a hold of it. If you can, take one of Robert's seminars. So important. I've gone through 10 of those. Made a world of difference in my life. I still use it on a regular basis. It's amazing when you get rid of that stress and fear and different things, and you wouldn't think the technique would do what it does. It's extraordinary. So I want to emphasize that. But again, remember, you got to get a good night's sleep. That's why we talked about InvigorEst. You got to feed that mitochondria and energize it to keep the cells healthy and youthful. That's where your fountain of youth, but also your protective. That's why you need the Ultra Mito Restore product, and you'll hear that on the advertisement. Or you go to moremito, MITO.com/RadioDan. And then something I didn't mention when I was talking about cancer, but is this Black Oxygen product. Again, oxygen is so important. And the fulvic minerals, when they're as strong and as powerful as this, are great at raising the alkaline state and the oxygen level within the cells. So I want you to be aware of that. You'll hear the commercial on that, and it's blackwaterproducts.com/oldblackwater. And I said black water. It's blackoxygenproducts.com/oldblackwater. Take advantage of that. Use the Ultimata Restore. Use the Black Oxygen product. And use the InvigorEst to get that quality sleep. If you need 2 teaspoons for a while to get the body where it's wanting to sleep well again, do that. I'm not against, you may need magnesium and melatonin on top of that. But sleep is so important, so very, very important. But getting rid of stress, getting some exercise, getting out in the sun while we still have some sun before it becomes winter, get some sun on your skin, and not burn yourself, just 20, 30 minutes in the sun. But get a little, that does two things. It also releases nitric oxide. And you can take a lot of products. You go into a good health food store, they'll have products that says NO on it, that you want it without the caffeine. A lot of these companies sell it to bodybuilders and young athletes because they really feel pumped up and excited about their workout, but they're going to wear their body out, their adrenaline gland. So you want it without that. And then you can look at oxygen products like juice of oregano oil, and cell food, the 1 ounce version, increasing oxygen. All wonderful, wonderful products. Again, before we go today, remember danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. And when you go over there, there'll be some of these things under the product area that you can link to. Like if you look at North America Urban Spice, you can find the juice of oregano. I don't know if I have one there for the cell food, but you can find it in most any good health food store. And then you can find how to go to Rest and Repair. You can find the Black Oxygen product. And you really, under Fox or More Mito, that's where you can link right over to the Ultramito Restore, my favorite product. I start my morning every day with 4 milliliters of that. Now, you take advantage of that, but when you first go there, it pops up Podbean. Hit that, and you'll find about 120 shows or more. It keeps building every week. Take advantage of that. Listen to the shows. Folks, tell your friends and family about this show. Share it with people. Get it out there so they, too, can benefit. You may not know what's going on with them. They may not want to talk about it, but you may be saving their life by allowing them to listen to shows that has the key they're looking for. We'll be back next week, folks. I really appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you sharing this with your friends and family.